Welcome. In this video, we're going to explore Windows Phone Mango's new application lifecycle model and see how to leverage it in a typical application. Before we begin, let's have a look at the application that we will be working with throughout this video. WhatsApp is a Silverlight application which allows the user to keep track of several online services: the Windows Phone 7 blog, Dig, and Twitter. We will begin by having a quick look at the application and its code. We'll be working with the WhatsApp solution, located in the starter folder of the package containing this video. This is a typical Silverlight application. Let's go ahead and look at the main page. You can see it offers several buttons to go to the different services this application offers: Dig, Twitter Trends, and the Windows Phone blog. These are presented by the various views located in the Views folder. Let's have a look at the Dig page. You can type a search term here and look for it on Dig. These all interact with the services located in the Services folder, such as the blog service, Dig service, and the Twitter service. There are several other folders containing some resources and helper classes for controls seen in this application. Let's go ahead and run the application and see how it works. Let's run. Here is our main page. You can see the app bar here, which allows us to navigate to different pages from the app bar. Let's go ahead and have a look at this, the Dig page. Let's say we are interested in cakes. Type in cake, search for it. And here are several posts, which you can see. Let's move on to the Windows 7 blog. Here are the last 5 posts, or maybe you want to see all the posts, some comments for the posts, and a few images, for good measure. Finally, let's have a look at Twitter. You can see the top trends at the moment, powered by whatthetrend.com. Let's have a look at Happy B-Day Joe J. Have a look here. Here are the top trends at the moment, the tweets for the trend. We can swipe left or right to see the additional trends. That's about it. The application currently lacks tombstoning implementation, so if I were to do something like this, and then return to the application, then I'd simply end up with the blank page. We'd like to solve this eventually, so let's get started. To get the application to handle the activation properly, we will need to implement tombstoning support. However, we should also take advantage of Windows Phone Mango's new fast application switching. Let's find out what that is. Fast application switching, or FAS, is a new addition to the Windows Phone's application lifecycle. With FAS, applications stay in memory after the activation, which makes resuming the application nearly instantaneous, greatly improving the user experience. All you need to do to use FAS in your application is make it target Windows Phone Mango and recompile it. To make matters clearer, let us review this visualization of the new application lifecycle model. Let's say we have a running application. The application is then deactivated. A snapshot of the application is kept in memory, but this is also a good opportunity to preserve the application state yourself. Next, the application becomes dormant. This means that phone resources are detached and threads and timers are suspended. If the application is activated, you need to check the isAppInstancePreserved property. If it's true, it means that the state was preserved, and the image contained in memory is simply restored, resulting in fast application resumption. However, if the image was lost due to insufficient memory in the system, then the application is tombstoned. The property would then be false, and you would need to restore the state as you did before. Since we wish to benefit from fast application switching, let's go ahead and upgrade our project to Mango. It's as simple as going to the project and right-clicking it, selecting the upgrade option. Let's see how this works. Go to the project, right-click it, and select Upgrade to Windows Phone 7.1. Now, Visual Studio warns you that this is a one-way operation to make sure that you really wish to upgrade your project. Since we do, we click Yes. And here we go. Our project is now upgraded. Let's run it and see what we got. We'll navigate to the Trends page again. Here are the trends. Now let's try navigating away and back. Thanks to fast application switching, the in-memory image resumes exactly as we left it, which is a great benefit. As you can see, while we still have no code for tombstoning, the application benefited immediately from fast application switching. While this apparently makes saving the application state redundant, there is no guarantee that the application won't lose its in-memory image eventually, and so we still need to write code for preserving the application state. Let's go ahead and do this now. Here we are back with our upgraded project. Let's go ahead and open the starter folder. Go up a level. There should be a library named code. Go here, take the state manager class, and add it to your project. This is simply a couple of extension methods for a phone application page that allow us to save state objects and load them more easily. We'll be using this when we add our tombstoning support. Let's start with the blog page. Go over here. Have a look at the blog page's members. You can see several properties like images, comments, and posts, which we'd like to preserve when navigating away from the application and restore when navigating back. Let's go to the unnavigated to handler. You can see that this loads all the information if the last posts aren't loaded. This is an indicator that nothing has been loaded yet. Let's go ahead and expand on this a bit by adding a few constants. We'll use these constants to store information in the page's state dictionary. Here's a key for storing the last posts, all the posts, comments, images, as well as the page currently displayed in the panorama view. Let's go ahead and add an override for unnavigated from to store the information when navigating from the page. Simply a matter of calling saveState, our extension method, with last posts key, last posts. And similarly, save state, posts key, posts. Comments key with comments. Images key with the images. And finally, the display key with our panorama control selected index. We now store all necessary information when navigating away from the page. So all we need to do is restore it when we navigate to the page. I'll go ahead and paste some code here. You can see that we use the second extension method to load the information we saved in our various keys into our various properties. That's it. The page is now tombstoning ready. Let's move on to another page, the dig page. We'll be following the same routine as we did in the previous page. Let's add a few keys, like so. A handler for navigating away from the page and saving the various state objects. And the corresponding handler when navigating back to the page for restoring our state information. That's another page down. Save, and move on to the next. Let's open up the Trends page, go here. This already has a navigation handler for navigating to the page. We'll add a key here and an override when navigating away. Let's save the state. All the trends that we managed to get. Restoring them when we navigate to the page. That's another one. Let's move on to the Twitter page, displaying tweets. This will be our trickiest page yet, since when we return from tombstoning, information is added to the pivot control displayed on the page, causing various selection events to trigger. So we need to get around that. Let's begin by going over here, adding our constants, another field, restored trend. We'll put our restored trend here when we get back from tombstoning. Next, let's add a handler for saving the state. And in case our trends aren't loaded, we will restore them from our state dictionary and put the current trend in the restored trend field we added earlier. Let's go to the pivot control selection changed handler. As you can see, currently it filters out false positives where nothing has actually been changed. The selection remains the same, we simply return. We need more than that right now. So let's go ahead and replace this with the following. We still filter out meaningless events, as you can see here, but also, if we have a restored trend, we set it as the current trend, we no longer have a restored trend, and we return. This will place us on the trend the user saw when he left the page. Let's save, and basically that's it. We now have working tombstoning implementation. Let's go ahead and compile. Okay, everything is A-OK. Now, to see if we actually implemented tombstoning correctly, we'll need to force our application to tombstone instead of using fast application switching. To do this, simply right-click the project, go to Properties, and on the Debug tab, you have this checkbox, Tombstone upon deactivation while debugging. Let's go ahead and check this, save up. Now we can run our application and see if it works as we expect it. Here we go. Let's navigate to the Trends page, pick a trend, like so. Navigate away, and back. You can see the prompt here, which is a result of tombstoning working. But as you can see, everything restored optimally. We're at the same page, same state. This is exactly what we wanted. In this video, we learned about Windows Phone Mango's new fast application switching and how it integrates into the application lifecycle to enhance the user experience. However, we must remember that fast application switching does not replace proper tombstoning handling. Please join us in our other videos. Thank you.